Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, guys. It's Watt Harris here on the Panther Rants podcast. It's Monday. I'm sure a lot of you guys are enjoying your Monday. Here in Houston, 70 degrees, and, you know, violent technicalities, it's hoodie weather here. Whereas in Pittsburgh, this weather's short sleeve, shirt weather. But there's big differences here, whereas down here, it's 100 degrees for about a good 6 months. Whereas up there, you're pretty much in a deep freeze for 6 months. So for some reason your blood gets a little thinner down here. Well, I'm sure you all enjoyed the bye week. I had family come in from Pittsburgh, and they spent time with the grandkids and things like that, and it wasn't too bad. I saw a lot of you attended the Pitt women's volleyball game, and I guess there was a sold-out crowd, I guess, both nights. And I think the attendance record was broken the other night, which is awesome. Good for all those who showed up. I mean, at least you knew that when you went to this game that these ladies obviously weren't going to disappoint. And obviously the rankings came out today, and they're still ranked behind Penn State and other teams. And for these women, they're going to have to go out in this tournament and prove their, I guess, and quote-unquote prove their ranking, I guess you can say. Not their worth. Because I think these ladies, they're not worried about rankings. They're just worried about kicking ass and taking names. And that's what they'll do when they get to this tournament, is do that same thing. I feel like I slang Porky Pig. Anyways, they're not worried about it, and I don't think we should be either. Because they're going to go out and they're going to kick ass and keep kicking ass, and that'll be that. Pretty monumental matchups here over the weekend. Obviously, the ACC had their big matchup to determine the inside track to the Atlantic Conference division, and that was Clemson and NC State. I was totally wrong about this because I thought NC State would give them a game. That wasn't the case. Obviously, there's a talent disparity between NC State and Clemson for the most part. And obviously, Dabo Sweeney doesn't waste talent. Like, And the whole thing of Clemsoning is a thing in the past. At least in the ACC it is. They just go out and they take care of business. And they showed that Saturday. They pretty much overwhelmed NC State. And you could tell just by the game, how the game was going, that NC State was overwhelmed by the talent of Clemson. I mean, they just they asserted themselves and took care of business. I mean, both teams didn't really run the ball that great. It came down to who was going to throw the ball. And Clemson did that a lot better than NC State. And defensively, although I liked NC State's offensive line, Clemson's defense is totally way more talented. And they just blew up that line. And even when Ryan Finley had time to throw, there was nobody really open. Clemson is just too good. that's just how that is. And it looks like whatever, you know, whatever it is, it looks like they figured it out. So the Atlantic Division's obviously figured out, right? Now we have the Coastal Division, which we seem to be, you know, which a lot of us seem to be pounding our chest over that we're, you know, in contention for this. In reality, all this Coastal Division stuff is it's a competition to see who gets their ass beat by Clemson in the ACC title game. That's really all it is. There's nothing more to it. And if you look at the teams that are in this race, and you got Pitt, you got Duke, you got Virginia Tech, you got Miami. None of these teams are all that impressive at all. They're just, they're mediocre. And if you look at Pitt's schedule, on paper, Pitt should make a, should win out. Or let alone at least get three more wins and have a and get to a bowl game. There's obviously two winnable games. There's Duke and there's Wake Forest. Because Duke obviously got exposed by Virginia. And Virginia really isn't that good. And there's really nothing impressive on Virginia's schedule. As is Duke. And there's Wake Forest who's really bad. So there's three wins right there for Pitt. So they should get a bowl game. Then there's Virginia Tech and Miami. If you look at Virginia Tech's schedule, there's nothing really impressive on their schedule at all. There's a Florida State win, and that's about it. And they won 24-3. That was the first game of the season. Tech lost to Tech has had losses to Notre Dame, which was a blowout for the most part. Love it was a more self-inflicted on Virginia Tech, but still, Virginia Tech's quarterback play isn't all that great after watching them.